Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand tonight. Just thank You and praising You for Your glory, Your mercy, and Your love. Just thanking You and praising You for who You are, that You are God. And besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious fathers, I get out of the way that You may have Your way here tonight. In the name of Jesus, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Prepare the people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank You in advance for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, the salvation to go forth, that the people of God may, hallelujah, be touched by the Spirit of God, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit will bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Luke, the 18th chapter, and we'll be reading verse 1 through 8. The book of Luke, the 18th chapter, reading verse 1 through 8. And the word of God reads, "And He spake a parable unto them, to this end, that men are always to pray, and not to faint or lose heart, saying, There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you to come in agreement with me. Hallelujah, through the use of the internet tonight, we'll be able to teach and to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level as we lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about being persistent in your prayer life. Being persistent in your prayer life. In other words, keep praying no matter what. Keep praying no matter what. Yes, here We see in the book of Luke, 18th chapter, verses 1, Jesus spoke in a parable. A parable is told as a story with a spiritual meaning attached to it. Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end. And this is what he said, that men ought to pray always and not to faint or lose heart. Yes, the Bible also tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. You see, prayer is communicating with God. To pray means that you're praying to God Almighty, the God of heaven and earth, the Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that has all power in his hand. So we, beloved, God have called us as followers of Christ to a life of persistence for him. Persistence pays off in the long run, because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Remember, no pain, no gain. Everyone, in order to gain, we will suffer a pain. In order to go through, we must, in order to get to, we must go through. Yes, beloved, we all go through tough times, even now in 2022. And how we handle them reveals the nature of our character and the nature of our faith. This is better to be repeated. Beloved, in 2022, we all go through tough times, and how we handle them reveals the nature of our character and the nature of our faith. So, beloved, believers in Christ, God requires persistence in prayer because it positions you to receive what his grace intends to give. You see, being persistent in prayer, it keeps you connected to God, so that his Holy Spirit can mold you into the image of Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, again, we are talking about being persistent in your prayer life. Keep praying no matter what. Persist means to keep going. Persistent means to press forward, keep going, keep, hallelujah. See, the word here again says in Luke 18:1, verse 1, the because of the verse, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Yes, beloved, God hears his people, and he is just. And he is righteous. God will hear his people when they call him, when they call out to him. And he is long-suffering with those that are his. Yes, God will come in time of need and in time of distress. So the Bible says in Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge. He is our strength, a very present help in trouble. The cause of the verse. Believe in Christ, God who cares for his children will reward the righteous. He will reward those that are in right standing with him, because he is a just God. Sure, he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. But God is no respecter of person. What he do for one, he can do for another. So we as believers in Christ must be persistent in our walk, in our talk, with the Lord. Yes, beloved, our lives are to be a testimony to God's love and God's mercy. Surely we will go through difficult times and hardship, because this world that we live in will be against us and try to stop the message of the gospel from going forth. But our mind has to be made up. Our hearts has to be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. See, persecution for a child of God may be that you may be the only one that is born again, spiritual basis, in your family. You may be the only one that is standing the gap because of your right standing in the Lord. Your family, your friends, your co-workers, all those that you thought that was close to you may call you everything else but a child of God. But when God have called you for such a time as this, he have called you out. He have prepared you. He has prepared you that when people talk bad about you, it's not about you. It's about the Spirit in you, the God in you. So we, as human beings, we have a tendency to let our emotions get in the place of being led by the Holy Spirit. But we have to get to that place in life that no matter what people say, it's like water on a duck's back. It just roll over. Hallelujah. Remember, they did it to Jesus, and they'll do it towards you as a follower of his. But Jesus, he overcame the trials and the tribulations and everything he went through, the suffering. Matter of fact, he suffered all the way to the cross. Didn't say a mumbling word. He died for us, placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with power, power from on high. That's the type of God that we serve. So, beloved, we as followers of Christ must be persistent with God in prayer. We must go in our secret closet and have a little talk with Jesus. We must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. So the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2022, I want you to know that persistence is the key to life, and we must keep the right attitude towards life and towards God by living our lives with God's strength and courage, by being persistent in living for him. Yes, prayer is the source to tap into, the strength of God. And it helps build. It is essential to our relationship with the Lord. So always be persistent in your prayer life. Keep praying no matter what. Keep trusting and believing. Stretch out in faith and let God, hallelujah, and talk to God about every situation. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, to be anxious, careful for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making your requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, beloved, always remember this, that the Christian message will not die even through persecution and problems. It will. Christian message, God's message, it will still prevail. This world, as we know it, it is decaying at a steady, at a rapid pace. It is full of darkness and sin. But we as God's people have to remember that God is who he is. He's almighty. He made every creature. He made us and placed us here on planet Earth that we may be training by our reigning. So it is important for us to be about our Father's business and do what God have called us to do. Remember, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Yes, believers of Christ, God is still at work in 2022, and he is working on our behalf. Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is our protector. He is our provider. God will win the victory for his children. That's why we don't have to. We don't have to stress. Even during this pandemic, all we got to know is that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. All we got to do is follow the instruction, our manual, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. So the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So, beloved, justice will be ours. It may seem as if the world is having a, the world is having a party. But I stop by to let you know the party is about to be over because Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Jesus is the one that will vindicate his people because Jesus is the greater, is the great and righteous judge. He will sit over the world and pronounce judgment. And we will have a divine justice so that this world cannot give. Because this world will come underneath his ownership and lordship. And we, as followers of his, will be rewarded according to what he have called us to do. That's why we must walk in obedience to what God have planned for our lives and he have instructed us to do. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the Fed of Rams. So, beloved, our job in him, our task, our assignment in him is to remain at work for Christ. And we must be persistent with him and pray continuously for his work on planet Earth to be done. Yes, Christ, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, he is our leader, and we as followers of his have to hang tough with him, because his work is not done here on planet Earth. It's not done yet. Yes, beloved, we must tackle the difficult service and the ministry of Jesus Christ. We must be willing to go the extra mile and believe with God's help that all things are possible to them that believe. You see, when man says it's impossible, it gives God a platform to work the impossible in order for it to become possible. Yes, be persistent in your prayer life. Keep praying no matter what. Prayer is the key. It unlocks the blessings to God. It unlocks the blessings of God for us. And in faith, we can keep on keeping on. So never give up in your prayer life, because prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is getting access to our relationship with Jesus. And in him, we have all of our being. We have all of our needs being met. You see, God is working out the answer that we seek. We may not see it, but we must believe it. We must believe that it will happen. And if we are staying faith, and if we are persistent in our walk, in our talk, in our prayers, eventually, in God's timing, the manifestation will come to pass. So you see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Friday night, our persistency in prayer demonstrates the depth of our burden. Yes, child of God, a true man, a true woman of God that has a genuine burden will put you before God and keep you there until he answers. He promised that he never leave us nor forsake us. He's a God that's never too early or too late. He's a God that is always on time. So, beloved, real prayer always begins with God. Real prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer availeth much. We must pray with a passion. We must pray with desperation, as if we won't move. We won't go any further until we touch God, touch his hand, come to him fully loaded in faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So child of God, prayer is more than an obligation. Prayer, it is an opportunity for you to be in touch with your Heavenly Father anytime the need arises. Again, prayer as we know it. Prayer is more than an obligation. It is a command. It is. Prayer is an opportunity for you as a believer in Christ to be in touch with your Heavenly Father anytime the need arises. So be consistent in your prayer life. Don't lose heart. Or don't become slothful or grow weary. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God will move in his own time. Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In due season we will reap if we faint not. Beloved, be comforted by prayer, because there are times that we as God's people may not always do what we are supposed to do, but we can count on the Lord to keep every promise he has ever made. Persistency in prayer, it will pay off. If we just keep praying, keep trusting, keep believing that all things are possible to those that believe. Don't wander off. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep praying no matter what. Yes, the wind may blow. The water may rise. People may talk about you, call you everything but a child of God. But we must remain in faith. We must remain hooked up, tied up, tangled up with the things of God in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that came down here on earth to set us free from the freedom of sin, to set us free from sin. So that we would be able to come back in right fellowship with God our Father. Yes, Jesus, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. So be persistent in your prayer life here tonight in 2022. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, in your prayer life. Keep praying no matter what. No matter if things are going good. No matter if things are going bad. Just keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting. God will, in his time, answer your prayer. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. From this night forward, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, Bible says that,
come on. Woo! I like that. Just wanna be where you are.
just right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you right as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let her wind loose. I love being with you in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sister style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We don't have the right to this song, but we thank Pastor J and them for singing. Hallelujah for honor, and we just appreciate them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, again tonight, I just thank God for each and every one that have tuned in. Those that are listening tonight, we are thankful and grateful for each and every one of you. Amen. We just touch and agree with you, whatever you believe in God for. You know, according to his will for your life, that he would grant it to you, and when he sees fit, when the timing is right. Yes, we are in the month of November. Amen, amen. Getting ready to close this year out. But we thank God because there's still time for God to come through in your behalf. There's still time for him to answer that prayer that you've been believing for. There's still time for him to honor that request that you have requested. There's still time for God to save, set free, deliver, and hallelujah, in 2022. Again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about, hallelujah, being persistent in your prayer life. Keep praying no matter what. Yes, prayer is essential for a believer in Christ. A little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Much prayer, much power in the things of God. Hear, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a believer in Christ, God requires persistency in prayer because it positions you to receive what his grace intended to give. Yes, being persistent in prayer, it keeps you connected to God so that his Holy Spirit can mold you into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says here in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, ask and it shall be given. You seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knock it shall be opened. So child of God, being persistent in your prayer is essential. It is very important. Don't back up in order. You can't back up in order to go forward. No, you got to press forward in the things of God. No matter if no one stand with you, you always have you and God. Many two of us come in agreement that such and anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Yes, believe in Christ. Make your prayer your prayer time. Let it be a priority time, an appointment that must not be broken. Yes, you notice when you have your mind made up to go into a time of prayer or to study God's word, there's always distraction that will come. But you must have your mind made up, your heart fixed, and don't let anything, nobody, no one, to try to distract you from that time of devotion, that time of prayer with the Lord. And when you get into your prayer closet, scriptures, back to God, God delights, and he gets excited when we pray the word, his word, back to him. So people of God, we all know that prayer is very vital. Persistent prayer, it shows that you are committed to the thing that you are praying for and that you trust in faith that God will answer your prayer in his time. Being persistent in your prayer life, keep praying no matter what. As a reminder of what 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Beloved, believer in Christ, you ought to always remain. You ought to remain always in an attitude of prayer, though not always praying audibly or out loud. Yes, child of God, God requires persistency in prayer. Again, because it positions you to receive what his grace intends to give. So being persistent in prayer, it will keep you connected to God so that his Holy Spirit can mold you into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, we are reminded also in Luke 11, verse 9 and 10, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. It be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it. And he that seek it, find it. And he that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be opened. How persistent are you in prayer? Only you know, and God knows. Again, the meaning of persist means to stand or to be fixed, to continue, to pursue. Yes, people of God, persistency, praying never faints or grow or weary. It is never discouraged. It is a steady prayer. Yes, persistent prayer is part of our training for reigning as a believer of Christ. We learn as followers of Christ to wait on the Lord with hopeful expectation, one day at a time. See, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Remember, when you fight your battle on your knees, you will always win. The battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. But we must do our part, and God will do his part in our behalf. So brothers and sisters in Christ, pray until something happens. Devote yourself to prayer continuously, earnestly, every day of all of your life. Beloved, the parable of the persistent widow and the unjust judge in the Gospel of Luke 18, verse 1 through 8, it gives us a constant reminder of the importance of continuous, of constant prayer and not giving up. Yes, believer in Christ, prayer is a relational interaction, not just a service transaction. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening and those that be listening at a later date. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is a relational interaction, not just a service transaction. We are reminded in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Yes, beloved, Jesus wants us to grow in our faith. Child of God, in whatever you ask in prayer, you should believe that God knows what he is doing, even if you do not see it already. So do not give up. God knows when you are ready for him to release the answer to that prayer. As long as it's prayed according to his will for your life, God will honor and he will answer. The answer that he gives, it may be one of three things. Yes, no, just wait. Yes, no, or wait. God is. He knows what's best for us. He knows every hidden danger. He knows what is in store for tomorrow. So today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, being persistent in your prayer life, it is a must in 2022. A person who is persistent in prayer do not have to pray for a long time. Again, we are reminded that persistent means not to give up. Beloved, we as followers of Christ are told to pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing. In other words, without, hallelujah, without stopping, not always speaking audibly, but having an attitude of prayer wherever we go, having Jesus in the forefront of our minds, setting our minds on things above and not on things of this earth. So believer in Christ, if you are persistent in something, it stands to reason that you are to be passionate about it. People of God, passionate prayer for a believer, it helps to give you direction, and it also impacts your life as well as others. Yes, prayer from the heart is what passionate prayer is all about. It is a prayer from the heart and not just from the head. We have to remember And God is a God of the heart. Yes, the Bible says in the book of James, the 5th chapter, verse 16, the B clause of the verse says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Also, we must pray with thankfulness. Philippians 4, verse 6, informs us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known unto God. So people of God, our prayers to God should be to the expansion of his eternal kingdom, because intercessory prayer, it helps to change things. People of God, prayer deepens our partnership with God, our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is always a-looking, and his angels are always a-booking. Yes, God has, again, 3 answers to our prayer. Yes, no, and wait. Prayer to be on God's timetable. It helps us to realize that God is the one that does the answer. God is the one that has set things in position that it may work out in our favor. Yes, prayer, it aligns our heart with God's heart. Prayer, it also enables us to move forward in the things of God. The Bible says that we put our hand to the plow and we look back, we are not fit for the kingdom. So the question again is asked, are you persistent in your prayer life? Do you only pray when things arise? No, we must pray early in the morning, at noontime, even during the midnight hours. Because prayer, having an attitude of prayer, it is a must that a believer must develop. So people of God, knowing the fact that God is willing to answer our prayer, should be motivation to be persistent in your prayer life. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, being constantly alert to the need of prayer in your life, it will help you to endure when things come unexpectedly in your life. Let's pray with understanding, whether publicly or privately, we are to pray meaningful words, by giving deep thoughts to the words that you are expressing in prayer to God our Father. Yes, beloved, is not a substitute for our Christian responsibility. Prayer is essential to serve God, and it is a reinforcement of his worthy endeavors. So believer in Christ, there are blessings that God has given to us in the spiritual realm. But for you and I, as believers in Christ, to access them, we need to be persistent in prayer and also in faith, because prayer is the key that unlocks God's blessing. Persistent in prayer will unlock the spiritual doors of God's blessing in your life. You see, persistence, it brings breakthrough. So quitting for a child of God shouldn't even be a question. We must, as long as we are asking God to come through in our behalf, we must keep chasing after something that aligns with the word of God. We got to keep asking, keep believing, keep trusting that God will come through in his time. Be determined in your heart to keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking, and you will find what you want in due season if you faint not. So let God align your desires with his plan for your life. Be consistent and disciplined in whatever you do for him, because everything we do on planet Earth will one day have an eternal reward for us if we keep praying no matter what. Again, we are talking about how persistent are you in prayer. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor goes to him. So remember, believers of Christ, God have called us as followers of Christ to a life of persistency for him. He have called us for such a time as this, that we ought to always to pray and not to faint or lose heart in 2022. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God tonight for the word that went forth. We thank God that being persistent in our prayer life, it will help us to keep on keeping on. We, like David, must encourage ourselves in the Lord and keep praying no matter what. Keep pressing forward in the things of God. Study God's word for ourselves. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. It is so important in 2022 for us to stay on fire, stay with a zeal that is to go forward in God and in things of God. He has blessed us with an assignment that have been tailor-made for us to do. He has preordained and predetermined before, while we was in our mother's womb, to call us for such a time as this. And indeed, the world is in a hopeless situation, are looking to us as the church, as God's children, to be the one that would usher in, hallelujah, would usher in what God has in store. Even creation at this hour is groaning for the manifestation of God's sons and daughters here on planet Earth in 2022. So brothers and sisters in Christ, keep praying no matter what. We just hope and pray that was something that was said, hallelujah, during this teaching here tonight. Bring it to a close and say amen and amen. We are thankful because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. God's will in Jesus, Jesus, tarry. encourage you that during your time of devotion, your time of prayer, to take it serious and go before the Lord with confidence of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. If you would like to get in contact with us at Bustin' Loose and Free Ministries, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you'd like to get in contact with us, have a prayer request, God may lay it upon your heart to send a seed offering for the furtherance of the gospel, you can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a wonderful, blessed, and safe weekend and night. May God keep you, and until we meet again, through the use of the internet, we'll meet again, God's willing, Jesus Terry, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Good night.